Today Shi'as Masech Tahari is Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the fifth wide line. So we learned in the Gemara yesterday that Chutz Mehed Varm Hamurim B'Pasha, that there are five different rules that apply to the Kohen Gadol that don't apply to the Meshuach Mechama. That's the individual who was appointed when they went to war to lead them and give them the strength that they needed to go to war. Not immediately. How do we know this halacha? The Tanna Rabbanan. The Kohen Gadol mi'echav ze Kohen Gadol. Asher yutzik asher roish Hashem in ha-mishcha, ze meshuach mechama. Umile es yodav, lilbash es ha-begadim. That's a Kohen zemru begadim, as we discussed already earlier in our Masechta, that there were times where we didn't have the Shem in ha-mishcha. The Kohen Gadol was the individual who wore the Shemayna begadim. Akula, I'm regarding all of these individuals, the Torah says, Rosh La Yifra, he shouldn't leave his hair to grow. When he's an Avor Rechman Tzlan, we'll discuss this halacha much more soon. Ubag Gadav La Yifraim, he doesn't tear Kriya. The Kol Nafshis Meis La Yavai, he may not come in contact with somebody with a dead body. Yachal Yekulam Akrivim Einanim, as we discussed yesterday, the halacha is that a Kohen Gadol when he's an Einan. An Einan certainly is on the day when somebody lost one of his close relatives. If it's the day of the Ptira, before the Levaya, he's an Einan Daraisa. The night after the Levaya, he's certainly only an Einan Darabanan. The remainder of the day, he's Machloikis, if that's Daraisa Darabanan. So we would think that all of these individuals may be Makru when they're Einanim. Tamalami Kinezim Shemim Mishkas Kodesh Olav. Olav strictly on the Kohen Gadol is there a halacha that he can be makriv as an oinen, loyal chaveri, but no other individual has this rule. In fact, I saw the Mefarshim explain, the Torah teaches us that before Aaron was nifter, he made sure the Torah, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu told him to appoint the laws of his son as the new Kohen Gadol. Why did it need to be done that way? Because if Aaron passed away, and Elazar wasn't yet Kohen Gadol, there would be nobody to bring the Kabbonis, because Elazar would be an Einan. If he was already Kohen Gadol, then he doesn't have a problem being an Einan. Continues the Braisa. V'achas shechilka kosef. If the Torah said that these rules only apply by Kohen Gadol, yochel lo yemitzuv al psula, we know that Kohen Gadol may only marry psula, we would think that that halacha is also strictly to a Kohen Gadol, tamalam v'hu, the Meshuach Mechama may also only marry Psula. Says the Gemara Ketanai, actually this question of what is or isn't the rule regarding Meshuach Mechama is a Machloikis Tanur. The Pasuk says, V'isha Psula Yikach, Acha Shechilak HaKosef, even though the Torah, as we just learned, said that there are different rules for Meshuach Mechama for Kohen Gadol, Riba, as far as marrying a Psula, they're exactly the same, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Although I did see from Cheskel Abramsky, he says they're not identical. He says that a Kohen Gadol not only may only marry a Psula, but he's obligated to be married. A Meshuach Mechama is not obligated to be married. He's obligated that if he's married, the woman he takes must be a Psula. Rabbi Kiva has a whole different way of learning this pasuk. Only Elish of a Machams Kiryai. Only a Kohen Gadol who was removed temporarily because he's Tamei. Machmas Mumim Minayim. How do we know if he was permanently removed from his position that the same din applies that he's still considered a Kohen Gadol? Tamlaim Vahu. So according to Rabbi Kiva, Meshuach Mechama is not considered like a Kohen Gadol at all. Barminei Rabbi Rab Nachman. Meshiach Shnitztara. If the Kohen Gadol became a Mitzora, Mal Balmona. What is the halacha of him being married to Almona? And there's a machlokes how to understand the Gemara. Mit Chidachi or Mifta Potter. So one way of the Rishonim explained the Gemara's question is as follows. Does the Torah teach us that an individual who is a Kohen Gadol becomes permanently usher to marry an Almana? Or it's only as long as he's a Kohen Gadol, he's not to be married to a Almana. But while he's not a Kohen Gadol, while he's a Mitzayra, he can be married to a Kohen Gadol. The Rishonim also go on to say that this issue here is only as far as the Isser, the Malkus that he would get for marrying an Almana. But truthfully, It's machlokas rishonim if a mitzayra is allowed to actually have intimate relations with his wife while he's a mitzayra. Many rishonim are of the opinion that he may not. There are opinions that bimei chaluta he may. Furthermore, the rishonim ask that the halacha is that ein boitkim negoyim beregel. On yontif, we're not allowed to look at negoyim. Why? Because we don't want to disrupt the yontif of the Klal Yisrael if they're going to become mitzrayim. So ask the Mefarshim, isn't a Kohen Gadol always in the status of Yontif? Because as we learned in the previous year, Kohen Gadol brings the carbon every day. The answer is, it's a Yontif when you do something not all of the time. The Kohen Gadol who brings the carbon every day, you can't call it a Yontif 365 days a year. So you did not know the answer to this question. Rapapa was asking the same question. Any elish of a machmas kiryai, that such a kind gadol, all the rules of kuna gadol apply to him. Other machmas mumim minayim, how do we know that the same halacha applies to other machmas mumim, tamlem vahu? So we see that even if he's permanently disqualified, like a mitzayra or a baal mum, he still retains that halacha. Kam nashke v'resha, where a papa heard Rav Huna's answer, he kissed him, v'yavle barte, and gave him his daughter as a wife. Beautiful chazanish. The Chazanish in the Sefer Emunah B'Tochen explains, from here we see what's supposed to be important to us. What's supposed to be important to us is when somebody's successful in learning. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, not just success in learning doesn't mean that you know every blot and shas clear. Answering one question properly is considered successful, and he already gave him a kiss and gave him his daughter because he was able to answer one question properly. So since we mentioned in the previous sugya about the Kohanim and the Kohanim Gedolim about Kriya, says the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Pyre Milmata. The Kohen Gadol, when he does the Kriya, does it Milmata, which the Gemara will explain in a moment what that means. Very big machlokes Yishayinim. What does Pyre Milmata mean? Doesn't mean that, like all individuals who, when they lose one of their close relatives, have to tear Kriya. He also has to tear Kriya. But he tears Kriya Milmata. Or is it to mean that it's not Kriya at all. It's Agmas Nefesh. He's allowed to do something for Agmas Nefesh. And this Machlaikas is actually connected to another Machlaikas. When the Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol Pyre Milmata, does it mean that he's obligated or he may? If we say it's a Halach in Kriya, so like everybody who's an Ovel Rachman Slan, he's obligated. If on the other hand we say that's a Din in Agmas Nefesh, then he's not obligated. Which leads itself to a third Machlaikas. There's a very big question in the Paiskim when we speak about the Kohen Gadol tearing his begadim. Which begadim are we talking about? His big day kahuna or his regular begadim? So again, if we say, because it even is a deeper question, because Allah is not allowed to tear the big day kahuna. So if we say that it means kriya, so even though normally you're not allowed to tear the big day kahuna, here there's a mitzvah of kriya, and he's allowed to tear him. But if we say it's only voluntary because of Agbas Nefesh, that wouldn't perhaps give him a right to tear the big day kuhuna, and we're talking about his own begotten. The hedyet mamala. And as the Mefarshim point out, the Mishnah is showing us the contrast. Even though the Kohen Gadol has to do it in such a different way, the Kohen hedyet may do it in a very mamala, may do it in the regular way like everyone else. As we discussed a moment ago, Kohen Gadol makrav oinen. When he's an oinen, he could bring kagabonis, but he, tum v'loy oichel, may not eat them. The hedyet, a kohen hedyet loy makrav v'loy oichel. Omerav, when we said that the kohen gadol tears kriya on the bottom, lamata mata mamish, on the bottom of his garment by the hem. Lamala, when it says lamala, it means lamala mamish, on the top of the garment. Vishmom lamata means lamata mekama safa, under the neck of the shirt. Lamala means mekama safa at the neck of the shirt. But according to Shmuel, both the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyet are tearing Kriya by the neck of the shirt. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, Akola Meisim Kula, regarding all Niftarim, all close relatives, Rotza Mavdal Kamisafa Shloi, Rotza Enem Mavdal Kamisafa Shloi. He could tear Kriya by the neck or not by the neck. However, Al Avival Imoi, Mavdal, by the parent who passes away, you have to tear by the neck. Ask the Gemara. So, Kivin the Ba'alma have a kara, since, ask the Gemara, that tearing it below the neck is considered a valid kriya, maybe not by a parent, but by all other relatives. So ask the Gemara, why, when Shmuel says that the Kohen Gadol could tear kriya below the neck, why isn't this a violation of krikan begad of la Yifram, that he's violating that laugh? Answers the Gemara, Shmuel doesn't agree with this brisa. Shmuel's opinion is, like Rabbi Huda Svirlai, Dama kol krash ein amav d'safa shalai, anytime you don't tear the neck, and I'll crash it to first. It's a meaningless kriya. And now everything is perfect. Shmuel is telling the Kohen Gadol to tear below the neck, which is not a valid kriya in any way. And that's why Kohen Gadol may do it. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that Shmuel is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Or me is Rabbi Yehuda kriya b'Kohen Gadol? Does Rabbi Yehuda all agree that a Kohen Gadol could do kriya? But Tanya, ila nema roishoi lo yifra, had the Torah only said those words, or begged lo yifram, hayosi aymer, I would say that what is the Torah teaching us? Roishoi begged shal saita. We know as part of the procedure of a saita, her hair has to be uncovered, her garment has to be torn. And we would say that the Torah is teaching us that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't be the one that does that procedure. Tamalam es roish lo yifra, or begod of lo yifra, she'en of a priya prima kolika div Rabbi Yehuda. So how can we say that Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the Kohen Gadol doing kriya, not in the regular place, but somewhere else? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen Gadol doesn't do kriya at all. Rabbi Shmuel, I'm in a parak kederach shabnei odam parim, el hu memat vahedji memala. So how can we say Shmuel's following Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, kriya isn't done at all. Answers the Gemara, Shmuel Savalak Rabbi Yehuda b'chada, palag lebechada. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that kriya below the neck is not a real kriya, but he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Kohen Gadol is entirely exempt. He says he does some sort of kriya. Says the Mishnah, kala tadim echaveri, kadim echaveri. This is the famous rule of tadim she'ena tadir, tadir kaidim. Another rule, become kodesh mechaveri, kadim echaveri. If you have two options to do something, do the thing that's more mekodesh. Par Mashiach or par Eda. If you have these two kabbonis, oimdim, para Mashiach koidim, or para meidim, become massive. Do the para Mashiach, and become massive means every aspect, not just the akrova, but even the sreif of the para. Again, the Mefarshim point out, how does this Mishnah come into Masech Tahariyas? Because of the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah discusses the various kabbonis that we've been discussing, and what do you do when you have these two kabbonis to bring? So the Mishnah teaches us, also the halacha of tadav she'ena tadav tadav kaidim, which opens up an interesting question. So it turns out that the second part of the Mishnah is the main part of our Mishnah. So shouldn't have that been stated first? So I saw two answers. One answer is that it doesn't make a difference which is first and which is second. Another answer is that the Mishnayis first say general rules, and then they go into the details. So first it said general rules, tadav she'ena tadav tadav kaidim, kol kodesh mechaveroi, and again it goes into details. All the Rishonim are agreement that even though these are the rules, by Tadav Shein and Tadav, Mekudosh Mechaveri and Mekudosh, it's only L'chatchila. But the evidence, if you didn't follow this procedure, it's acceptable. Moreover, the Mishnah Berurah says that all the Pais can follow this. Let's say you have Tadav Shein and Tadav, Tadav Kaidim. But let's say if you'll do the Tadav first, you won't be able to do the Ena Tadav. But if you'll be doing Ena Tadav first, you'll be able to do both, then certainly you should do the Ena Tadav first. Another interesting question is, we speak about the kabbonis of the kohen, two kabbonis that have to be brought. So, what is the case that the Mishnah is discussing? Certainly, it's understandable if there's one kohen doing all of the avodah, he could only do one thing at a time, and the Mishnah gives us the proper order. But what would be the halacha if you have two kohanim, which is usually the case, there's more than one kohen, and the Beis HaMikdash? Is the din of the Mishnah still applicable? So, this really opens up a very famous yeshiva shashayla, yeshiva shachakira. When we say tadav she'ena tadav tadav kaidim, what does that mean? Does it mean that you have to do the tadir first, or does it mean that you shouldn't do the ena tadir, that you should do the ena tadir second? That's the way they used to say in yeshiva. What's the nafkamina? If you do the tadir and the ena tadir exactly at the same time, if the halach is that you have to do the tadir first, you can't do it at the same time. If the halacha, however, is teaching us, just don't do the tadir second, then you didn't do it second. You did it at the same time. So if we're going to say that tadir she'ena tadir means do the tadir first, it makes no difference how many kaharim you have. But there are mefarshim that suggest that even if we say that tadir she'ena tadir means that if you do it at the same time, it's fine, here it may be different. It's a since every Kohen has an equal obligation to bring all of the Kabbonis, so there's a sequence that must be followed. Furthermore, the Rishonim discuss, the Mishnah began with two rules, Tad V'Sheinah, Tad V'Tad Kodim, and the rule of Kodim V'Kodesh V'Chaveri, Kodim V'Sheinah V'Kodesh. What happens if these two rules conflict? What do you do? The Rambam says, Eizah Shiyirtzeh, do whichever one you want. Begins the Gemara, not immediately. How do we know the rule of Tad V'Sheinah, Tad V'Tad Kodim? Amr Bayit, Amr Kroh, the carbon oil comes first every day because that's tamid, it's tadir. And the Gemara develops the proof. Mechti, ksiv oilus abayker. The Torah says that you should bring that carbon every morning. Oilus atamid lomeli, hachkam rachmana. To teach us the rule, the call to diri kadma. The next rule was, the kam, kushm chaveri, kaidim is chaveri, menolam. I saw that the Sefer Zera of Ram makes a very interesting diik. Look at the Gemara. When the Gemara wanted to know the source for Tadu Sheinah Tadir, the Gemara used the words Menan Emili. When the Gemara wants to know the source for Kol Mekodesh Mechaveroi, the Gemara uses the words Menolan. Why doesn't the Gemara use the same terminology? So he says a big chiddush. When the Gemara uses the words Menan Emili, it's teaching us a din d'oraisa. When the Gemara is teaching us the word, when the Gemara uses the words Menolan, it's Medrabonim. And it turns out, according to him, the din of Kala Tadim Vishen and Tadim Kaidim is a din da Raisa, whereas the din of Kala Kodesh Mechaveroi is only a din da Rabbonim. Big Chiddush. The Tanaberi Rishmol, the Kidashtai, teaches us how a Kohen should be treated. Lechtav, Davish Vekedusha, for every Inyan of Kedusha, Leftayach Rishon, he should always be the first to speak. But Rashi says it means he should get the first Aliyah. Ulevarech Rishon, when it comes to make a Bracha, on the bread, at the beginning of the meal, it should be the Kohen. However, the Halacha, those that learn Hilchos B'tzias HaPas, know that the Baal HaBayis precedes everyone. Or the Varech Rishon, some say, means regarding benching. He should be the one leading benching. Or Lita Money Yof Rishon, he should get the first portion. But as the Mefarshim explained, what that means is as follows. If somebody's cutting up portions around the table, so they cut up the portion, and the Kohen should be given the honor of picking the first portion. However, let's say you have a Kohen who's a partner with somebody else and dividing the assets, proper Derech Eretz says that you should always let the other, to be Mevater, to let the other person go first. The Rishonim already discuss, if Al Gemara is teaching us how it's a din d'oraisa of giving the Kohen this kavod, how come we don't find that people are makpid in this halacha b'zman hazeh? I saw three reasons in the Rishonim. First of all, because we don't really have Kohanim Yuchasim. A second reason is because there are many Rishonim that say that all of these rules only apply by Dvarim Shebekedusha. If I have a business partner or I have an employee who's a Kohen, I don't necessarily have to treat him better. And a third, Rabbeinu Tam says a Chiddush, that's only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Big Day Kahuna that these halachas apply. If they're not wearing the Big Day Kahuna, the din doesn't apply. Furthermore, there's a big discussion amongst the Paiskim. The Shail comes up in every shul. Could a Kohen be Meichel on his covet? And there are many Paiskim that say that he may not, because it's not his to be Meichel, it's what Hashem gave him. The Marsham says, on an infrequent basis, he may. That those that make a differentiation between one, if there's only one Kohen, or the many Kohanim. There's a famous tshuva in the Michs Lazer that says it's a difference if you're davening in a shtibel that's owned by an individual, so the shul is really all his, versus when you're davening in a community synagogue. Par Kohen Mashiach or Par Eda. We learned that these two kabbonis have to be brought. So the Mishnah says the Par Kohen Mashiach goes first. Menan Emili, the Tana Banan, the Pasuk says, the Sarf Oisoi, Kasha Sarf as Par Rishon, Matam Aloyma Harishon. What does the Torah mean when it says the words Rishon? She Rishon Kaidin Le Par Eda Bekom Masav. The first carbon that should always be brought is the Par Mashiach. Tana Rabbanan, Par Kohen Mashiach, a Par Edim. You have a Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par of the Eda, Oimdim. Which should be first, come first, par kam mashiach, koidnal par eid become masav. Why? Says the Braisa, hoil u mashiach machaper. Since the mashiach, the koin is the one to affect the kapara. The eidim is kaparis, and it's the eida that gets the kapara. Dinu, it makes all the sense in the world, shiagnam machaper, the one that's affecting the kapara, the koin should come before the miskaper, the one that's getting the kapara. The Kain Wyman, and so we see regarding the Vidui that the Kohen Gadol said on Yom Kippur, he said, V'chippa ba'ad 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 kol Yisrael. And furthermore, says the Braisa, Parham Dovish at Sibir, Cardinal Parish Lavez Kachavim. If you have a Parham Dovish at Sibir, the halach is that first you bring that carbon, and then you bring the power of Avodah Zarah. Why? My Tama, Hai Chatos, this is a carbon Chatos, for Hai Oila, and this is a carbon Oila, V'tanya, V'hikr, V'sachat, V'tanya, and we learned in a Brice, the Pasuk says, V'chivk, V'sachatos, Ashel Chatos Rishoyna, Ma Tama Loima, what is the Torah teaching us with these words? Imla Alam, Chitei Chatos Rishoyna, Harei Kfa Nemar, so we understand that the chatas comes first. This is teaching us a source that whenever you have a carbon chatas and a carbon oila, bring the chatas before the oila. To what degree that even if you have a chatas oif and you have an oilas behema, the chatas oif comes first. And the way that we should explain the Gemara is, why do we need a special bnei av? Why don't we just use this incident as a source for Kol HaTorah Kula? Because if I only had this pasuk, I would say that this rule only applies when you have two behemoths. So the Torah teaches us an extra pasuk that even by chatas a oif and a oila. Why? So Rishonim explained, because a chatas comes for an action. An oila comes for a machshava. Action is more of an aveira than machshava, and therefore that kapara has to come first. Ask the mefarshim, those of us who say kabbonis, no. Then when we say kabbonis in the morning, we say the parashas ha'oil before we say the parashas ha'chatas. Al Gemara was very clear in teaching us that the parashas ha'chatas comes before the parashas ha'oil. So I saw a number of answers to this question. One answer is that the chatos, this thing is only regarding bringing the carbon, not regarding kriya. Here we're talking about reading it. Another answer I saw is that we know that, again, to those that say the Kabbonis, after you say the Parshas Oila, you wrote sign that if I sang Parshas Oila, Kilu Crafty Oila. But the Magen Avraham says you shouldn't say that by the Chatas, because you can't bring a Chatas as a Dova, you can only bring a Chatas if you're obligated. So Oila is a carbon that you can really bring, because if you want, you can bring an Oila as a Dova. A Chatas, we don't know Yechai of a carbon Chatas, that's why nowadays we should say the Oila before the Chatas. A third Teretz that I saw is that when we speak about Parshas Ha'oila, we also mean the Oilas HaTamid. And we learned earlier in our Shia that Oilas HaTamid always comes first. That's why we mentioned oil before the Chatas. Continues the Mishnah, continues the Gemara. Paravayz Kachavim Koyim L'Sir Avayz Kachavim. If you have the Paravayz Zara and the Sir Avayz Zara, first bring the Par. Ask the Gemara why. Hai Chatas, V'hai Oila. And we just finished learning that the chatas should precede the oila, not the other way around. Answers the Gemara. Amri b'marab m'shmei the rab m'meri. Chatas avodas kachavim chseira aleph. The Torah, when it speaks about the chatas of avodah zarah, spells the word chatas missing an aleph. The Torah uses the words l'chatas ksiv. Ravavam k'mishpik sibei. Follow the order of the Torah. The Torah has the oila before the chatas. Why is this an exception to the rule? If we said chatas always before oila, why here not? So it's so beautiful pshat here too. Because unlike all other averus, we ain't a Kodesh Baruch mitzarif machshav l'maisa. Avodah Zarah Kodesh Baruch is mitzarif machshav l'maisa. The oila we just finished saying comes from machshava, so the machshava came before the maisa, so she bring the carbon for the machshava first. Continues the Gemara. Sir avodas kachavim koyin l'sir nasi. The sir avodas kachavim comes before the sir nasi. My tama. Hai tzivir v'hai yochid. This represents a carbon tzivir, and this represents a carbon yochid. And the Mefarshim indeed explained that even though we always speak about covered malchus, covered tzivir, covered of Klal Yisrael, supersedes everything. Sir nasi, koydim l'siris yochid, maitama, hai melech v'hai yajit. Ask the Gemara, siris yochid, koydim l'kivsis yochid. You have two individuals who have to bring a carbon chatas. And we know, we spoke about many times in the Masechta, that two different animals could be brought. A sawyer, a seira, or a kifsa. Which one comes first? It's interesting. From Rashi, it's mashma that if one person has to bring two kamachatas, he can't choose two different animals for the two kamachatas that he has to bring. If he's bringing two chatas, at the same time he has to use the same animal. Here we're talking about two individuals. So here it says, the seira comes first. Asking Ravatani Kifsus Yachid, Kadems L'Sirus Yachid, that the Kifs comes first. How do we reconcile? Am Mabaya, Tanaihi. It's Machlak Tanaim. Masav Sira Difa, the Sira should come first. Shekena Sraps Avoyz Kechavim, because the Sira is not only brought for Chatas, but it's also brought for Avoyz Zara. B'yachid, when an individual violates Avoyz Zara. Or Masav Kifsa Difa, Shekena Sraps Ba'alya. Unlike a Sira, a Kifsa, a sheep, we even bring the tail on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yosef Engel explains that the Machlokes is, do we look at Kamas or Eichas? Oymer Kaidim Lekeves, the Oymer is brought before the Keves on Pesach, Haboy Moshtei Lachim on Shavuos, Kaidim Lekvos my boy Mem, what does that mean? It comes first, either means in terms of preparation, or means if there's a shortage of funds, spend money to Shtei Lechem, or if the Kain isn't strong enough to do Tanufa on both of them at the same time, first do the Tanufa and the Shtei Lechem, and then on the Kvasim, Zaklal, Dovah Abba begin Lyoim, the Shtei Lechem are brought because of the Yat of Shavuos, Kaidim Ledovah Abba begin Lechem. Says the Mishnah, Ish Kaidim Leisha, you have a man and a woman, again, along the same lines, we're speaking about preference. A man comes before a woman, lahachyos, which means as follows, that if there's one person that we could save, we should save a man before a woman. Why should we save a man before a woman? Because a man is mechuyev in more mitzvahs than a woman. I saw an incredible chida, a shayla for Gabon. We know that if somebody has yahrzeit during the week, so he says that person gets mafter. So let's say there were two chiyuvim in the shul. One had yahrzeit for his father, one individual, and one had yahrzeit for his mother. So who should get them after? So the chida says the person who has yahrzeit for his father. Why? He says an incredible chida. He says a man, as our Mishnah teaches us, is obligated in more mitzvahs than a woman. So it's very likely that the man who passed away did not fulfill what he was supposed to do in this world as much as a woman. They're more tzaddikis than tzaddikim. So the man who is nifter needs more of a kapara than the woman who is nifter. If he loses something, and again we have a choice who to give one. To buy them a garment. Or if she was kidnapped. Again, women have a harder time. But if they're going to be violated, a homosexual act is more degrading than the other type of act. Says the Braisa, Tanabana Hayuhuva Aviv for Rabbi Bishvi. All three of these individuals are captured. Who kaidim le rabbi? First, you take care of yourself. The rabbi kaidim aviv. Your father, your rebbe comes before your father. Shirabbi mevi l'chay l'olam haba. Vaviv mevi l'chay l'olam hazeh. But I saw two interesting things. That's only if you didn't learn anything from your father. If you learn something from your father goes first. And the Ramah quotes a Sefer Chassidim that your Rebbe comes first if you didn't pay tuition. But if your father paid tuition, then your Rebbe is your Rebbe because your father paid the tuition. The Rabbi and your father should come first. Imei kaidem mis l'kulam, a mother comes before everybody else. Chachem kaidem l'malach Yisrael, a chachem, a tam chachem goes first. Chachem shmeis, because if a chachem passes away, ain't lana k'yoytzeba. It can't be replaced. I asked the Mefarshim that we know that the Gemara says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't take away one Talmud Chacham until he's replaced. So why do we say Ein Lanu K'yotzeba? So I saw two Turutzim. One Turut says every Chacham comes with his own unique attributes. So yes, we'll have a new Talmud Chacham, but that new Talmud Chacham won't have what the other Talmud Chacham had. Or it takes time for a Talmud Chacham to develop. And meanwhile, we'll be missing that leadership. Imai. Melech Yisrael Shemes, Kol Yisrael Ruin L'Malchus. Melech dies, we could always get somebody else. Melech Kaidim L'Kayin Gadol, a Melech comes before the Kayin Gadol. Shenem V'yoyim HaMelech Lehem, Kuhem Mechem Avdei Adonechem. They spoke about the Avodim first. Kayin Gadol Kaidim L'Navi, Shenem V'Mashach Ayis Hashem Tzadik HaKayin V'Nosin HaNavi. So we see that the Pasuk mentions Tzadik before Nosin. Higdom Tzadik L'Nosin. Women, and there's another pasuk, Shimon or Yeshua Kain Gadol at Vereyacha. So Farshim asks, why do we need two psukim, the Rosh, why do we need two psukim to teach us the same halacha? So Farshim answers, because Tzadik HaKayin was a Kayin who was Nimshach with Shemin HaMishcha. And the whole subject that we've been learning, how strong the Shemin HaMishcha is. So maybe only that Kayin comes first. That's why we have another pasuk that teaches us every Kain Gadol precedes the Navi. Shimon Yeshua Kain Gadol at Vereacha. Yochel Hadjaitis Hayu. Maybe they came first because the other people were just regular individuals. Tamalaima ke anshi maifis hema. The pasuk describes them as anshi maifis. Ve maifis el navi. Whenever the Torah uses the word maifis, it means a navi. Shenam v'nasan alecha ois oy maifis. Meshuch b'shemen ha-mishcha. Somebody who had the shemen ha-mishcha. Kaidlum merubah begadim. Comes before somebody who was merubah begadim. First man asks, how could that be? That you could have two individuals at the same time. Because if the first kain had shemen ha-mishcha and then it was put away, and then he was removed, then he's a kain shavar, and we're going to speak about kain shavar. So far as I'm to say, that's referring to a situation that the kain that was nimshak b'shemen ha-mishcha was not just removed for a short time, he was removed for a long time, and therefore the merubah begadim will keep the job. It's not just a substitute position. Still, since he had the shemen ha-mishcha, he comes first. Merubah begadim kaidul mashiach shavar, machmas kiryoy, even if it was just a temporary removal, because somebody who was taken away because of tamei is a temporary removal, discussed at the beginning of the shir. If it's a mum, it's a permanent removal. Because he was in the base of Migdash. Because people in the war need the chizik that the Meshuch Mechama gives them. Sagan Kaidun Lamarkel. Asking Mamai Markel, who is the Amarkel? Amr of Chizda, Amr Kula. He's the administrator of the Beis Hamikdash. Amarkel Kaidim L'Gizbar, the administrator comes before the treasurer. Gizbar Kaidim L'Rosh Mishmar, we know there were 24 Mishmaris, and every Mishmar had a leader. Rosh Mishmar Kaidim L'Rosh Beis Av, every Mishmar was divided into six Bati Av for the 6 days of the week. Rosh Beis Av Kaidim L'Kain Hedjit, and a Rosh Beis Av comes before Kain Hedjit. Abayilhu, asked the Gemara, le'inyan tuma, when it's a question of a meis mitzvah, what we know that the Torah says, no matter who you are, if you encounter a meis mitzvah, you're obligated to deal with that meis mitzvah. And now you have a situation that a skan and a meshuch mechama are walking together in the street, and they encounter a meis mitzvah. Who is the one that should be metam himself? Abayilhu, le'inyan tuma, Skan u'meshuch mechama eiz mem kaidim. As Mepharshim framed the Gemara's question, they say that when it comes to leadership, of course we need a meshuch mechama before skan. But here it's not a leadership issue; it's an issue of tumah. Who comes first? Amar zutra b'reid of Nachman Toshma. The Tanya skan u'meshuch mechama shalim mahalchem b'derech or pagam mitzvah mutav shiyit b'meshuch mechama. We prefer that the meshuch mechama should become tamei v'ayitam skan. Avoid the skan becoming tamei. Why Shemi Yir B'Psul? We're concerned that he may become Pasul, become Godel, and we need the Skan available, Misham Shtachtov, to be available to take over his job. Ask the Gemara, but didn't we just learn a moment ago the Meshuch Mechama Kodim Skan? And says, Gemara, when it comes to Lach Yosei, we need the Meshuch Mechama to give us the Chizik. Here they're both Baruch Shem going to live. It's only a question of who should become Tamei. Continues the Mishnah. There's just not enough time to say everything I want to say. Maybe 7 years from now. Kain kaidin lelevi. The kain comes before a levi. A levi l'Yisrael. Big machlokes rishonim. If the din of a levi applies nowadays, because we unfortunately don't have the avoid of a levi bizman hazeh, and therefore there's nothing specifically unique about a levi. Yisrael comes before a mamzer. A mamzer comes before a nosin. A Nassim comes before Gem, Nassim we know are the Gevoinim, that Yeshua made them Chaytve Eitzim, Mishayim, Maimim. The Ger comes before Ever Meshuchra. Emesai, Bezman Shekum Shom, they're all equal in stature. Avam, Hayim, Mamzer, Tamut Chachim, the Kain Gol, Am Aretz. If a Tamut Chachim who's a Mamzer, and a Kain Gol who's an Am Aretz, Mamzer, Tamut Chachim, Kain Gol, Kain Gol, Am Aretz. Tamut Chachim always comes first. First, I ever say, and this is very relevant, la'loch l'maisa, because here we see that Tam Chacham always goes first, yet in shul, we don't necessarily give the Rav the first aliyah if he's not a Kayin. He's the Talmud Chacham. First, I say, it's only when you have a Talmud Chacham versus an Amma Oretz. But if both of them are Talmud Chachamim, even if they're not equal in stature, we're not makbid that Talmud Chacham should go first. Also, interesting, Shailan the Rishayim. The Mishnah speaks about a Mamza Talmud Chacham. What about a Nosson or Talmud Chacham? Does the same rule apply? Some say it doesn't, some say it doesn't. Kain God Kain Kaidam Levi, a Kain comes before Levi, Shnemra Mene Am Aaron and Moshe, Yavdal Aaron Lagisha Kodesh Kedoshim. Aaron Kuna goes first. Levi Kaim Yisrael, Shnab Esahi, Hidla Shem Shavit a Levi, Yisrael Kaim Lamamzer, Shazab Miyuchas, Zayra Miyuchas, Mamzer is a Mamzer. Mamzer Kaim Nasser, Shazab Bob Matipa Ksheri, he comes from Jewish parents, or at least a Jewish mother, the Zebab Matipa Psula. Nasan Kaim Lager, a Nasan comes before Ger, Sezeb Godly Manab Kedusha, he grew up amongst Klai Yisrael, the Zela Godly Manab Kedusha, they aren't members of Klai Yisrael. Ger Kaidim Levid, Beshukher, Zayu Beklal Aro, Zayu Beklal Aro. As Mepharshim explained, when Noach wanted to give Canaan a Chum, a Klala, what was the biggest Klala that he could find? Evid. So we see that Evid is the lowest level. Amos of his mansion, Kulam Shavim. Menon Amili, Amr of Achab, Rab Chanida, Amakra, Yukari Hi Mepninim. The Torah is more valuable than Pninim, Bekoin Golish Nichnas Lefnei Ulefnim. As Mepharshim explained, to show the strength of Torah. We're speaking here about the Kohen Gadol. When is he going to the Kodesh Kedoshim? On Yom Kippur. So we have the greatest individual on the holiest day in the holiest place. But Torah goes more than it. Why is Torah compared to Pninim, to diamonds? So I saw a beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. Normally, let's say I'm buying apples. So let's say it's $1 a pound. So if I buy 10 pounds, it'll be $10. It may even be less because I'm buying volume. But let's say I have a diamond and there's a price per carat. So if you buy a 1 carat diamond, the cost is this much. If you buy a 2 carat diamond, it isn't double. It's more. Because a 2 carat diamond is much more than a 1 carat diamond. And the more carats, it's not just double or triple. It's a whole different price structure. The same thing with Torah. It's not that I learned more and I know more, so I know twice as much Torah. A person who knows more is like a bigger diamond. He's a whole different realm than the person who learned less. Tanya Rishim and Yechai Omer. But then we shiagdam Ever Meshuch Lager. Actually, Ever Meshuch should come before Ger. So that, Ever Meshuch, we know, Ever Kanani is amongst us. Zeh Golim Manam Kedushim, Zeh Loi Golim Manam Kedushim. Azari B'chlal Orah, we just explained, Ever is Orah, Zeh Loi Hayu B'chlal Orah. Shal Tamidav Zer Belozber Ab Tzadik, Vim Neyma Akol Rotsam Lisa Gayaris. Why the people prefer to marry a Gayaris? Ven Akol Rotsam Lisa Mishukhreris. She grew up amongst them. Amma Zoyis B'chlal Orah, the Eved, Zulayis B'chlal Orah. Dava Zoyis B'chais Kishimer, the woman who's becoming a Gayaris knows that she has to watch herself. Zulayis B'chlal Shimer, the Eved Mishukhre, we know Avda Bef Kere Nichalei. Shal Tamidus Rebelozab, Neymar Kelev Makiris Kona. Why do we find that a dog recognizes two Pshatim I saw, either its owner or he recognizes Hashem? Because we know the Pasuk says, L'kobne Yisrael Yechrot Kelevis L'shoina Yimitzrayim, V'chatol Enem Makiris Kona. A cat isn't that loyal. Omla Mam Oichel Mimasha Achbar Oichel. If somebody eats from the leftover of what a mouse ate, Meshakech, he'll forget his learning, which we'll discuss at great length in Amud Beis. Ha'oichel ach ba'atzmai, if somebody eats a mouse itself, that's what cats eat, alach kam v'kam that they forget. Shal Talmidus Rabbi Elazar, Neymar Kol Moshel Bachbarim. Why do we see that everybody is always busy chasing mice? Neish Suran Ra. They're naturally bad. Ask them, why do we mean that mice are naturally bad? Aravama Filimiglimigaitzi. They bite garments, they tear garments. They don't have anything from it. They don't enjoy eating them. They're just bad. Rapapa mafil sufsa morgaitzi. They bite the handle of a shovel. Again, even though they don't enjoy it. We begin now a sugya about different things that cause people to forget and to remember. Machloikas ha'achroinim, how to understand the Gemara. Because the Pasuk says, kol ha'shoicheich dover achem mishnosoi, if somebody forgets something of his learning, chayiv misa. And therefore the Mepharshim discuss, if somebody does one of these things that causes you to forget, is the oivid that lav. Most achronim of the opinion that unless somebody does something explicitly to cause himself to forget his learning, he's not oivid that lav. Still, you shouldn't do things to forget. It's hard enough to remember. The 5 things that cause a person to forget his learning. There's a tremendous sefer from Chaim Kanievsky called the Sefer HaZikaron that he discusses this Gemara at great length. Ha'ichol v'masha achol akbar, he eats leftover what a mouse ate, v'masha achol katol, or what a cat ate, because cat eat mice. V'ichol lev shabahemi, eats the heart of an animal. Machloikus ha'poiskim, if it also applies to the heart of a bird. V'arogel b'zeisim, somebody eats olives. We see people eat olives, how do we understand this? So Chaim Kanievsky says, it means only if you eat it constantly, ha'rogel, but if you only eat it once every 30 days, it's not a problem. Others say, it's only if it's a raw olive. Most of the olives that people eat nowadays are pickled, or marinated. It's not a problem. Or the famous tshuva from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, that the Gemara says that one of the things that actually cause you to remember is eating olive oil. So a lot of people dip the olives into olive oil before they eat olives. If somebody drinks water that was left over after somebody bathed himself, if somebody puts his feet on top of their other when he washes his feet, even though the Mefarshim asked, the Gemara Masechet Yuma says that the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash would put their clothing under their heads. Here it says you're not supposed to do it. Not of Terutzim. One Terut says that Big Day Kahuna are Kaidish. It's different. Another Terut says that they put something in between. Another Terut is that it only applies to clothing you own. They didn't own the Big Day Kahuna. It belonged to the Tzibur. Another Terut says it's only if you do it on a constant basis. Chamish Dvar Shivanus Alimut. Five things cause you to remember what you learned. Pas Bechamim. If you eat bread that was baked on coals, because you came past b'chamim, v'aycha b'gela b'gugelis b'lay melech, a hard-boiled egg without salt, v'rogah b'shem zayis, that's what I spoke about, v'rogah b'yayin b'samim, somebody who eats wine, drinks wine, and b'samim. V'shay samayim sh'shiyori isa, somebody eats the drinks the water that was left over when you needed flour, v'yesha ma'at tayver etzboi b'melech, he dips his finger into salt. V'rogah b'shem zayis, we said helps you learn. Remember, you're learning. Just like aleph makes you forget, I saw one pshat is that it helps you remember something that you learned 70 years ago, or usually when you're 70 years old, you forget. Here, if you eat the olive oil, you won't forget your learning. Chamra, wine, v'rechna, and Besamim tichem made me smart. There's a very famous, beautiful vart. We know that when we say it in the Kabbanis, wine is you should make with noise. Besamim, the pasuk she'ena kol yafel besamim. So wine and besamim are just the opposite one of the other. One requires noise and one requires silence. Pichin, you know who's a smart person? He knows when it's the time to be quiet. He knows when it's the time to talk.